All right, Vision for Enterprise, Part 2. Character traits for a vision with enterprise. So I want to talk about different traits that I think are needed to successfully carry out an enterprise. Actually, there are traits to succeed at any enterprise of any sort, whether that's a marriage or a family or a church planting, and certainly business as well. First trait that I think you need to succeed in anything is to be teachable. Teachable. A lot of people are not teachable. They have preconceived ideas about things, and when you start discussing something, they right away say what's wrong, or they right away say that it can't be done. My church is at the center of town. The post office is actually inside of our building. They rent from us. And we have this green space, pretty big green space. It's right at the center. I mean, the grocery store, the post office, everybody has to drive by it. And I said, you know, in the summer, why don't we have our service outside? We'll get a tent, and we'll put up the tent, and we'll have the service outside. And my leaders looked at me and said, well, why would we do that? And I said, why wouldn't we do it? And they were flabbergasted. We have a perfectly good building. Why wouldn't we just have it there? I don't know. They weren't very teachable. Like, there might be a reason to do something different. Are you teachable? Do you have something in mind and that's the way it is? Or when someone disagrees with you or someone criticizes you, do you right away shut them down? Why shut them down right away? Maybe there's something in there of what they said that actually may be of some use. In the end, you can always disregard what someone says. But why start that way? Be teachable. Doesn't matter how successful you've been, there's always something that you can learn from anybody. Next, be curious. Curiosity is what leads to good ideas. Being curious about everything. Make that your lifestyle. When you're with someone, be curious about who they are. Be curious about what they do. Be curious about who they know. You never know what's going to happen. I remember Henry we were working at the Bible League at that time, and he was on a plane to Africa. And he was sitting next to somebody, and he started talking to this person, and he was curious about that person, and they kept talking. Turns out that this person worked for the government. And because he worked for the government, he was interested in what Henry was going over there to do, working for the Bible League and so on. And by the time they ended their conversation, that guy said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to have you meet the president of Ethiopia. And that's what happened. Just by being curious. Now, you could sit next to someone and they're not connected to anybody, but you could learn something from somebody. Be curious about how things work. Be curious about every person and what they do and their business. If you learn how they work, okay, it may not relate to you, but down the road it might. You have all these connections and all this information that you have. Watch documentaries. Learn about the world that God has given us. All the in infinite variety. Be a curious person. Next, be a risk taker. The problem with taking a risk is you might fail. That's the fear. If I do this, I may fail. If I start this business, it may not work. If I try to plant a church, after a year, we may have to shut it down because it doesn't work. That's what people are for. People are unwilling to take a risk because they could fail. I think as Christians, we need the attitude that we can't fail. Ultimately, Jesus has won the victory on the cross. Satan has been defeated. We're going to live forever in all eternity. All of that is already done. The victory has already been won. What do we have to lose? What defeat are we worried about? There's no defeat. For the Christian, there's no defeat. There's setbacks. There's things that don't turn out as we expect, but there's never defeat. We have the victory already. So let's get out there and do stuff. You could plant a church and it could fail. Although, we don't know what failure is. Maybe you helped one person. That person has a child. That child becomes something, becomes Billy Graham. Who knows? You have no idea whether your failures are really failures or whether your failures are just leading to some other success. So go out and try. Take a risk. Really, there's no risk. There's no risk in following God, following His vision, following what you feel like God is calling you to do. Lord, I'm going to do this. If this isn't what you want me to do, then let me know. And you can tell me, or you can just let me fail, and then I'll try something else. I know that you have me on this planet for a reason. I'm not here just taking up space. You planned this world, and you have a role for me. I'm just trying to find it. Be a risk taker. Next, be energetic. Be energetic. Get up and do stuff. Always have something in mind to do. You only have a few short years on this planet. Don't waste them. Get up. Try. Yeah, well, it didn't work. So what? This next thing might be the thing that works. Get up. Try. Be energetic. Be full of enthusiasm. In fact, the word enthusiasm is really ethnos, God, in God. Because we're in God, something good can happen. Honest. Honesty is a character trait. I want to sell something, whether it's a product or a service. That's what enterprise is all about. But I'm going to be honest about it. I don't want to be dishonest. If I'm dishonest, eventually you'll figure it out. If my product isn't what I said it was, eventually you'll discover that and I will lose you as a customer. Honesty really is the best policy. And I'm going to tell you what, you know, this is what it can do. You have a question? No, it can't do that. I don't want to just make the sale once. I want to make a sale and keep a customer for life over and over and over again. I have to be honest. I have to be honest with my help, my employees, the people that I get money from. There's no sense in not being honest because eventually it catches up with you. I don't have to exaggerate the truth on things. If I do exaggerate the truth, the next time I have to exaggerate anymore or even more and the next anymore, and what's the point? I can just tell you the truth. Here we were and here we are now. Here's where we were. Here's where we are now. The difference is this. If I exaggerate the truth the first time, I have to exaggerate the truth the second time, and the distance is the same. So just tell the truth. Be honest. Discipline. Discipline. It's easy to come up with ideas. It's easy to sit down on paper and think, this is what I could do. It's harder to get at it. It's hard if part of what you need to do is to contact people. If you're starting a business, I don't care what it is, any enterprise that you're doing, if you're starting a house church, you have to go out and talk to people. You have to make those initial sales. So this week, I have to talk to 20 people. So how many people do I have to talk to today? Well, I've got to talk to at least 3 people today. I got to do it today. I have to have the, well, I don't really feel like it today. I got this other thing that I got to do, and then my wife is doing something, and, you know, I'll do 6 tomorrow. And then something else comes up tomorrow. Well, I'll just do 9 the next day. See, that's what happens. You have to be disciplined about what you're going to do. You have to have goals. Then you have to break your goals into tasks. And then you have to break your tasks into steps. And then you have to be disciplined in following those steps. I'm going to have this done by next week, and you got to do it. In a month, I'm going to do this. And that means every day I have this stuff to do. I can't just push it off. Every day has its own stuff. Be disciplined. You know what discipline is? It's delaying gratification. It's delaying what you want, some good thing in the future, and doing the work now. If I do the work now, the good thing will come to me later. If I try to cheat and I try to grab onto the good thing now, it'll be a shortcut that will end up blowing up and I won't get anything. Discipline is being willing to go through the hard part. Finances, we talked about in the very beginning. If you can't get your own finances straight, you're never going to be able to start an enterprise. You have to first be disciplined with your own money, with your own expenses, with your own saving, with your own financial management. If you can't do your own financial management, you're not going to be able to do a business management, and then you won't be able to do the vision and the grand thing that you want to do. Discipline. Willing to fail, trying. Life is really full of trying. You have no idea whether you're any good at something. You try. I had no idea that I was going to be a pastor. This was not a role for me. I didn't grow up thinking, I'd really like to be a pastor. When I grew up, I wasn't a very good reader. I was certainly not a speaker at all. I went to a Christian school, and we had to read the Bible sometimes, and we all had to take a turn reading a verse, and I would count. I would count the verses. Which verse am I going to get? And that sweat is coming down. I never was in a play. I didn't want to stand up and speak. I had no, that was not my thing. Then in ninth grade, grade 9, there was a speech class. And we all had to do something. And then the best of the people in the speech class would have to go on to this next contest with all the other schools that were in the area. Well, I didn't want to do any of that. There was different categories. One of the categories was write your own speech. So the teacher came to me and one other guy and said, I want you guys to write your own speech. I didn't want to do that, but he made us do it. He even picked the topic. I had to do something on pollution. This is 1971. I didn't do any of the research. He did all the research, got it all, and brought it to me. I dragged my feet. I finally wrote the thing, and then I had to deliver it in front of my class. I didn't want to do that. I kept delaying and delaying and delaying. It was the day before the big speech, the big contest with all the other schools. Finally, I had to do it. So I got my speech, put it on the stand, and I just read it. Never once looked up. Just read it. Just wanted it done. My teacher said that I had to go to the big contest because my speech was twice as long as the other guy's. So now I have to go to the big contest. I was a total disaster. He knew it, so he made me stay after school and said, we got to work on this because you're a disaster. You got to look up once in a while. So I did. I read the thing and I looked up once in a while. It was a disaster. Finally, he just sent me home because he didn't know what else to do. So that night, I'm thinking, tomorrow I have to go to this place, and I have to deliver a speech in front of all these people, all my peers from all these other schools. I have to do this, and I'm going to look like a total fool. So I decided, if I'm going to look like a fool, I am going to go all the way and just go for it. So that's what I did. I just let it go. I had so much enthusiasm, I lost my place 3 or 4 times. And I had to find it again. I won the contest. It was like, what? This is not my thing. This is not me. I won the thing. I thought it was going to be the most embarrassing moment of my entire life. It actually became one of those moments that changed my life. I had no clue that I could do any of this. And I was forced into it. And I had to do it. And I went for it. And somehow, maybe I had the gifts, maybe I didn't know that I did. You don't know who you are. You don't know what your gifts are. You don't know what your talents are until you get out and do it. And the thing about a gift is, you only know what the gift is when you open it. And God gives gifts whenever He wants. So you may not have this gift, and then all of a sudden God decides, I'm going to give it to you. So never sell yourself short. Be a person that's willing to fail trying. Try, try, try. Fail, fail, fail. Really, success is being willing to fail many times. How many times have you failed? Maybe that should be the moniker of what success is. You know, I failed 7 times. So really, I failed 15 times. Fail trying. Humor. You can't do any enterprise without humor. Life is full of humor and fun. I mean, God must like humor. He made you and me. Have you ever taken a look at yourself naked in the mirror? That's humorous. I think God is, if you look at two people talking together, anywhere, you go anywhere and see two people that are talking together, within 30 seconds, somebody's laughing. Laughter is like the sugar that, or the oil that sort of greases the wheels and keeps everything going. And you can't do business without some fun, without humor, without laughter. When you fail, there's usually something funny in that. Be open. Be the kind of person that is open. There's a business behind everything. Just driving down the road, you can see a business here. But be open to what people say. Be open to criticism. Be open to how someone can help you. Be an open person, not a closed one. And finally, be full of faith. For whatever reason, God created this existence where we have to walk by faith, not sight. We want to see God. We want to know that he's real, but he has us do all of this by faith. We want to see God, but we have to trust that he's there by faith. There must be some reason that God likes that. I mean, I'd rather just know, but he makes me go by faith. There's a certain energy to faith. When people go fishing, they hope to catch something. I think if they caught something every single time, soon they'd quit fishing. There's something about fishing where you don't totally know, where you go in faith, I hope today is going to be a good day. And because of that uncertainty, we keep doing it. We're motivated to do it. There's something compelling about faith. Starting an enterprise is all about faith. You have no idea whether this is going to work. You have no idea which direction it's going to go or what you're going to learn or the people you connect with along the way. Be full of faith. That's what life is all about. That's what our walk with God is all about. Be one of those who's wondering what God is going to do. God's just around the corner. And maybe he has you going down a trail that you have no idea where it's going. And all of a sudden, it's going to open up into this beautiful place. All the movies that we love are these movies that have the faith element. That there's some problem and people are trying to solve it and it looks like it's impossible. And then somehow, miraculously, it all works out. Faith. Be full of faith. Finally, be optimistic. Be optimistic. Is this going to work? Well, I don't know, but it might. In fact, I think it's going to. I mean, when I get into an endeavor, an enterprise, something new, something that I'm trying to do, I always feel like this is going to work. I know this is going to work. And because I know that, I get up every day and work really hard at it. And then after working really hard at it, it falls apart. It doesn't work. And it's discouraging. I thought it was going to work, and it didn't work. I'm never doing that again. That's how most people react. For me, it's like, okay, that didn't work. But when the next day idea comes around, I always think, well, this one's going to work. Yeah, I can see why that one didn't work. Yeah, that makes sense. Now, I thought it was going to work, but now I can see it's not going to work. But this new idea, boy, I'm sure that's going to work. And then it fails. But the next idea, see, there's always a next thing. God is always moving us from one thing. Maybe I spend my whole life doing this. But I'm hoping that God is leading me somewhere. And I failed at these things, but I needed to. I needed to learn something. God is taking me on a journey. And I'm enjoying this journey. And I can't wait to see where this journey goes. And maybe what I'm after, what God wants me to do, is just around the corner. Be optimistic. James, I love this text. Whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be strong in character and ready for anything. I love this verse. When I came to the church that I'm currently at, it was a church that was full of trouble. I'll tell you, trouble was coming our way. They came, they wanted me to change things, and when I got there, they didn't want me to do anything. They gave me 2 slots. Here, you can do the sermon, and you can do the good morning and welcome to our church slot. So I said, okay, that's what I'm going to do. So I got up, and I said, welcome to our church. Do you think it's too much to ask that people memorize one verse of Scripture every month? Do you think we could do that? I just asked the crowd. What are they going to say? No? So they said, okay. So I said, here's the first one. Romans 12, verse 5. We belong to each other and each of us needs all the others. Can you say that? So they recited it. Next week. Hey, good morning. Welcome to our church. We're trying to memorize a verse of Scripture every month. Our first one is Romans 12, verse 5. Can you say it together? Yeah, we belong to each other and each of us needs all the others. Month two. I said, hey, welcome to our church. We're trying to memorize a verse of Scripture. Last month, it was Romans 12, verse 5. We belong to each other. Each of us needs all the others. I said, this month, our passage is James 1, 2 through 4. Whenever trouble comes your way, make it an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be strong in character and ready for anything. All right, repeat after me. And they all looked at me like, whoa. That's a lot longer than the first one. And I said, yeah. Guess what? You're going to have to practice at home, with your family, at the table, at bedtime. We're going to have to work at this. Let's go. Let's do it. Well, people weren't quite sure about this. There was some grumbling going on. I could hear the grumbling. What is this? Is our church Sunday school? He's making us do all these things. Then, tragically, our treasurer died. Discovered he was embezzling, was into drugs, all kinds of negative things. And his wife had to deal with all of that stuff. And she wrote an email to the whole church. And it was really cool. It was just a thing of God. She wrote, you know, when Pastor Steve came here, he started making us memorize Scripture. And I wondered about that. I wondered, you know, is this good? He's making us do this. It's like Sunday school. But then she described her circumstances with the death of her husband and all that she was going through. And she weaved in those 2 verses that we had memorized into her little email. And at the end she said, thank God we had to memorize these verses. Whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Okay, the challenge of this enterprise, the challenge of trying to find a ministry job, the challenge of doing the schoolwork at CLI, you know, on your own. Maybe you don't have the support of people around you, and every day you go and do it, and you don't have to, but you do. And you have people asking you, well, why are you doing these things? And you tell them, and they look at you and go, you? Really? You becoming a pastor? You starting a job? You starting enterprise? How is that possible? We know who you are. You don't, you know. Whenever trouble comes your way, make it an opportunity for joy. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity. For when your faith is tested, when what you're doing is being tested by all the negativity around you, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you'll be strong. You'll become that person that God has in mind for you to be. All right. Hopefully this has been a good talk for you. Get out there and start making things happen. Thanks.